Hey, landlords, are you ready to level up your rental game and simplify your life? Well, get ready to meet your new best friend, KeyCheck. KeyCheck is your all-in-one solution for stress-free property management with tenant-paid screenings, rent payment processing, online lease creation with eSign, and a suite of incredible landlord tools. You'll wonder how you ever lived without it. No more chasing down checks or sifting through piles of applications. KeyCheck helps you organize and manage all things landlording in a simple and efficient way. So if you're tired of the rental chaos and crave seamless, efficient management, head over to KeyCheck.com and sign up today. Make landlord life a breeze with KeyCheck, the game changer for modern property owners.
Welcome to Landlord Diaries, where we talk about midterm rentals and the opportunities behind them. We'll share landlord stories, talk about maximizing investment potential, and discuss how to live the very best landlord life. This podcast is proudly brought to you by Furnished Finder, the place for everything midterm rentals. Remember to like and subscribe if you enjoy our content.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, hey. How's it going, Katie?
So good. How are you?
Good. I'm excited about today's episode.
I'm so excited. And just a reminder for our listeners, I'm Katie. This is Kelly. Kelly is an experienced landlord. She's from Texas and has all the good information about being a midterm rental property owner. And I am Katie. I live in Colorado. I work with Furnished Finder, and I am all about the nitty-gritty when it comes to investing.
Awesome.
Also, as a quick reminder to everyone, our podcast is brought to you by Furnished Finder. Furnished Finder is the online marketplace for midterm rentals. So all of your rentals that you might need for traveling professionals, travel nurses, extended vacations, relocating families, we have got you covered. And on our marketplace, there are zero booking fees for travelers.
Love it.
So today we're talking to Jill. Kelly, it was so much fun to talk to her. What did you love about her? Because I just like, my heart just kept melting over and over when we were talking to her. She's such a sweet lady.
I love how genuine she is. I mean, she made it obvious, and her reviews back it up. Like, she has 5-star reviews on every one of her properties, and you can tell that she just goes above and beyond for her guests, which in turn ends up, you know, giving you less turnover and less needs for, you know, having your cleaners come back in. And so it just really sets her up for success. And I really like the facts that she shares about how she's gotten to where she is in her investment strategies.
Yeah, it's so great. So please enjoy this episode. If you have it in your heart, please subscribe, like, comment, and share with a friend. We are here to pass along valuable information and fun, entertaining stories. So we hope you enjoy.
Thanks, landlords, for joining us and anyone else. So our guest today is actually from Tucson, Arizona, and we have had some really fun facts about Arizona, and she's sharing more. So let's jump straight into the intro, if that let's sounds good to you.
Sounds great.
Awesome. Okay, so Jill Hofer. Jill is a jeweler, writer, and property owner with 3 lovely homes on Furnished Finder. She has a unique way of combining both talents by creating a special piece of jewelry that she presents her guests during their stay. Such a thoughtful gesture that is surely backed by her outstanding 5-star reviews on Furnished Finder. Jill became a landlord in 2004 when she and her partner Brad bought a second home and turned their first home into a residential rental. Jill shared they have enjoyed every step of the adventure, and you can check out her jewelry at www.aniceworld.com. Hi,
Love
Jill.
It.
How are you today?
Hi. I'm great. And yourselves?
Doing great. Well, let's jump into the first question. How would you describe your jewelry style and what inspires you?
Oh, thank you. Well, it's called A Nice World because it's really built on uplifting causes and helping people have a meaningful piece of jewelry that always donates from 33% to 100% back to make this world even nicer. Aww. It's very much based on the law of attraction, the main icon piece of the, you know, my images is a boomerang, because what we put out into the world, you know, it comes right back. And of course that applies to everything, but it's awfully fun to have a little reminder, you know, that, oh yeah, every, you know, it matters. What I'm doing really matters. I can make a difference. And I'm maybe wearing something that maybe benefits pollinators, you know, bees, or cool. I did a lot with this halo for nurses.
Let's see it up closer.
And then, you know, the butterfly is another pollinator benefiter. Of course, I don't have a boomerang on, but I have the nice and a little, this is an old early one. It's a sort of relates to real estate. It's a takeoff on the white picket fence dream.
I thought I recognized a fence in there.
Yeah, it's a little tiny silver fence. So it's like you can carry that with you and, you know, help other people. And
so where do you design your jewelry? Do you have a shop?
Right here.
Oh, lovely.
You're looking
and
at
where
it.
Are you? Probably are you, show in, you are you in your home?
Some tools. Uh-huh. I'm in my main part of my house. And here's a few tools. And perfect. There's that boomerang. That might be backwards.
Love it.
You know what people say, does this ring make me look engaged? So mine says, does this ring make me look nice?
I love it. That is amazing.
So, yeah, this is like mission control for managing all the properties, you know, writing, doing jewelry. Mm-hmm. It's fun.
And then everyone's dying to know. So you have a piece of jewelry that you design for your guests. That's really special. Why do you take that extra step, and what's the piece look like?
Well, almost everything I ever do is for the fun of it. And I find that that tends to work out really, really well in all ways. And even if it's something that we have to do, you know, especially as landlords, mm-hmm. I just line up with it. And I just think, oh my goodness, what a pleasure, what a blessing to have this, you know, thing to do. So I did this because it was fun. I love our name, which is Welcome Home Ventures. It's a little tricky to see, but it's shaped like the agave and the grasses. And I'm actually currently working on it in wax because I like secret message jewelry. I don't really like to be right out there with, it's fun to have something that's kind of a hidden, meaningful jewelry. So this is what it looks like in wax. Yeah, exactly. And it's like, if someone asks about it, you have a really good conversation, you know, in store.
Right.
A little tricky to see. But this is what it looks like in wax. So I'm going to be carving actually the outline of the A Mountain, which is Sentinel Peak in Tucson, which is part of our park and rec system. And it's easily walkable from actually all of our Furnish Finder rentals. So it's really, really going to be nice that they'll have evolving, it's getting better and better memory of their time in Tucson. I used to consider myself Tucson's kind of unofficial PR director because I'm really on Tucson. I really love Tucson. I like inviting people and explaining, you know, why they'll love it here.
We're going to get there. That's actually a question.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm going to let you dive into that a little later.
Tucson's got an answer.
Katie's up. She's got a question for you.
So tell me, do you display your art in your home, and what other kinds of arts have you dabbled in? You seem like a very artistic and creative person. And I love how you said that you like doing it because it's fun. I think we don't have enough of that in our day-to-day lives.
Huh. Yeah. That's a part perspective and part reality. You know, it's like,
right.
Sometimes I use the word problatunity, right? It's like, ooh, I get to learn how to learn something I don't want to do.
Right. Know, but that's a great perspective, though. That's a great perspective.
Yeah, right. I have local art in all of our residential rentals. Most of it is actually for sale. It's fun.
Oh, that's so cool.
Friends. Yeah, it's really, really fun. And my house is overflowing with art and things I love and books I love. So it's another added benefit of having furnished rentals. I know I can, you know, my stuff's not in storage. It's out there being loved and enjoyed. And then the local stuff that I'm willing to part with, people can take that home with them if it, you know, if they're drawn
That's
to it.
So
and
great.
I like to do, yeah, I would highly recommend any type of canvas to print service. There's lots and lots of them out there. So if you have like a beautiful picture of the view from your home or, you know, for me, the hummingbird studio, I've got tons of hummingbirds and like, here's Tucson skyline. And, you know, for an incredibly affordable price, like $10, $15, $20,
$25. Wow.
You can have a canvas wrap of what people are looking at. And they really love those.
What website is that?
Oh, I think it's called Canvas to Print, but there are lots of them. I think it's literally called Canvas Print to Canvas, maybe would make more sense. But if you just type in, turn my photo into a canvas wrap, you're going to find a plethora of opportunities. And it's addictive. It's really fun. I like to make stickers and give them away. I have a really fun time making people's welcome baskets. I really love picturing them, you know, opening the door because I'm rarely there. I like to let people settle in. Be calm. I'm right there as soon as they want me, if they want me. But, you know, I find out what makes it a perfect welcome home for them. If it's, you know, 90% dark chocolate or chips and salsa or, you know, fruit and healthy stuff. But then stickers and fun stuff.
Yeah. That's so thoughtful, too, for these travelers. Can you give us, before we dive into, like, your properties and your journey to becoming a landlord, can you tell us kind of what your portfolio right now looks like? What types of properties they are? Are they close to you? Are they long distance? Kind of give us a 30,000 foot view of kind of what your situation is right now.
Sure. I have kind of a neat mix as far as the furnished finder residential rentals go. One place I have is a triplex, and I have the main original home, which was actually originally a Chinese market in Tucson. Yeah, it's really neat. And then I have a Body Works, like a healing arts massage therapist gal who rents one of them, which is a really fun thing to give my renters too, like especially new. And then I'm supporting Pippa and, you know, it's just really, really fun. But so there's the main home. And then one of those units is a secondary unit on Furnished Finder.
Okay.
You know, one of those really affordable postings where you can just add one. Then I have another house. Oh, and that house is, it's less than a mile. I can get there.
Okay.
It's right. It's adjacent to the same mountain. And then our other two properties that are listed on Furnished Finder, they're, I've actually gone a different route with that listing. I put them both at the primary listing. I just love it. I just kind of like, and what's $99 to just put it right out there. You know, they're both really great properties. So,
and those are two separate properties?
No, they're, it's actually, it's the same address, but I still opt to, just keep them separate. And then I'm just very clear on both of them and all of the, anything that's a multi-unit, just very clear. You know, I have a sort of a peace in the valley clause in the lease that makes people feel really good that, you know, their rights are going to be respected. Everybody is an adult, you know, quiet and good sleeping and all that good stuff. So I'm very clear about that and with the photos. But they're both listed.
Is it like a private room in a shared house?
It's actually, it's a little studio that has a separate entrance, a separate parking, separate everything, separate heating and cooling. So, but it is, you know, they share a
They share a wall, ceiling, whatever it is.
Okay. It's a little, like a basement walkout, you call it that.
You described it really well in our intro call. You said it was four units and two houses. So essentially there's two units at one address and another two entire units at another address. And they're all entire units that are individually rented and no shared space, correct?
Yep.
Correct.
Okay. Cool.
Love it.
Well, it's a neat mix.
I feel like I'm getting the most out of Furnish Finder by doing it just how I want to do it. And then I always get all the help I need to, you know, make it all work.
That's awesome.
So, fun question. In a previous conversation, you noted that wealth, the book Wealth is an Income Stream, has been a guide for your investment journey. So what were your big takeaways from the book?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Today's episode is proudly sponsored by Furnished Finder, the ultimate platform for hassle-free midterm rentals. Whether you're a seasoned landlord or just getting started, Furnished Finder is the place for you. With Furnished Finder, you can say goodbye to booking fees and hello to direct bookings for 30-day plus days. It's a win-win for everyone involved. So if you're ready to experience the joys of midterm renting and take a load off your landlord's shoulders, head over to furnishedfinder.com today. We make it easy to get started. We're grateful to Furnished Finder for sponsoring this episode, and we're sure you'll love what they have in store for you.
Well, it's a book. It's about this thick. It's, you could barely call it a book. It's so straightforward and so simple and old, not new. I think I read it in the night. It's not that old, but in the 90s. Yeah, in the 90s.
Or as my kids like to call, the late 1900s.
I call it the 1900s too. I just call it the 1900s. I'll say, yeah, we moved to Tucson in the 1900s, you know, or
yeah.
So, you know, it just cracks me up. And it's always like 96, you know, or something really, really close to the millennium. But
the book.
What were we just talking about?
The book.
The Wealth as an Income Stream.
Right. Wealth as an Income Stream. Yeah.
And what your takeaway
is. So it's very simple and straightforward. And it's, yeah, the basic, I mean, the title is the main takeaway, because there's money in the bank, there's money in the market, there's money that can work for you and grow for you. But when it comes to particularly single family homes is the big, you know, draw for this book, the big gold star. When you look at the money that you'll make over time and the fact that it's steady, and the fact that, you know, you've got great tax benefits, you have a little bit of a lifestyle, but it's not like a job. It's not like a full-time, even a part-time job. And that money never stops. Mm-hmm. And you can count on it. And, you know, you can ride with it through the decades. And it makes it really hard to sell a house, actually, because you really got to do some math.
Right.
You know, we sold a couple houses last year when it was so, you know, the market was so high. Mm-hmm. But, you know, those break even points, that's some interesting math, because what you get from a rental income, the benefits are multiple. Mm-hmm. But basically the main takeaway, that steady stream of income, all the tax ramifications, and, you know, it's in your control. I like knowing that I'm in charge. I'm the one who, you know, I can make updates and play the game, you know, and figure out how I can be best smart and be an attractive host that, you know, can command, you know, be a really desirable place that people love and they love to come back. You know, who knew that was going to start happening?
I think you've had a couple people offer to buy your place, haven't you?
Yes. It's fun. Yeah, it's really fun. They're like, please don't ever put your house on the market, because if I ever settle down, it would probably be Tucson, and there's no place I'd rather live. You know, it's, the houses are great, but the locations are kind of unbelievable. What you can walk to, what you can wake up to. So it's really fun. But, you know.
Now, Kelly, I know you have similar experience kind of as far as like the W-2 jobs and,
yes,
you know, creating success with rentals. I know a lot of our listeners have not heard a lot about your journey with that. So maybe you can just give us a quick rundown as to how it relates to Jill's story here.
Yeah, when we had our intro call, I was really excited to talk to Jill, and she mentioned that they would live off Brad's or save half of what you invested. I believe you would make a certain amount and then you'd save half of that.
I personally lived on half and then a third and then a fourth of my income.
Beautiful.
And then I would buy the houses and he would want in after, you know, seeing how great they were. But we did go on loan with a couple of them together for, you
awesome.
Know, just greater rates and whatnot.
So right. Dave and I have a similar story because we lived off. I actually worked for the land division of CoStar, and called land.com now. And we would live off what I made and live off what he made and save what I made. And so it was great mm-hmm. because we were able to help his parents with their, his dad was a missionary to Greece growing up. And at that point, you didn't really talk about, you know, what does retirement look like? And so they didn't have much of a retirement plan. And so we were able to go into business with his parents and buy, we worked our way up to about 13 investment properties in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And we did, we had a property manager and he's a mm-hmm. hoss. He's in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and has over 100 properties
wow.
that he manages. So the theory is if you don't hear from him, your properties are doing good.
No news is good news, right?
Yeah, no, exactly. Because he doesn't have time for a lot of small chat. But so we were able to sell all those properties right towards the beginning of COVID. And then they, you know, they have their own investment strategy now. And that's when we started getting into Furnish Finder. And it's been such a great journey. So now we have 5 properties are under contract on one in Temple as well, which is a great hospital network up there. Mm-hmm. And so I love your feedback because it is a great strategy. And why W-2 jobs can be so helpful is you can save and invest a lot more to set up for the future. But also you might be more qualified for loans with those jobs as well. So thanks for that feedback.
Yeah. And you don't have to quit your, I mean, when you're a landlord, people would always ask me, oh, how do you do it? You know, because I worked a lot when I was in the corporate world. But, you know, you just have good people who can do things for you. You know, David, you know where the Haida key is. We've got a leak over here.
Right.
Can you be there in an hour? If not, David's got a backup that I can call. It's kind of management by text message until you want to go have some fun and do something, you know. I could go on about, you know, I just enjoy being at the properties. I kind of love it when I have a little gap, which almost doesn't happen enough, but you sure don't need to quit that W-2 job. I would echo that big time.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
It's possible. It's all possible.
Right. So talk to us, Jill, a little bit about your jump from 12-month rentals to more the monthly rentals, kind of why you went down that route and how it's been for you thus far on the management side, on the, you know, experience side, and kind of on the investment side. Because I know, especially in this market right now, there's a lot of landlords who own long-term rental properties who are thinking, you know, okay, if I need to pivot, what are my options here and what would it look like, right?
Mm-hmm. Pivot is a good word for it. Before I start at the beginning, I'll say that Furnish Finder is sort of the ultimate pivot machine. I never really thought about it like in the terms of pivoting. But to start at the beginning, we I don't think I ever had a standard classic 12-month lease because I have good advisors. I have a great network. You know, I kind of became them over time.
Right.
I have always had month-to-month auto-renew leases.
Okay.
And granted, I mean, they stay forever. I've got people years and years. And as soon as they're ready, it's going to be furnished and Furnished Finder. But a 30-day auto-renew means that we have equal rights. A resident can just say, 30-day notice, no questions asked.
Right.
I can say, 30-day notice, no questions asked. And we're good. They love it. It's rare. You know, they're always like trying to pay to break a lease, you know, just because they're stuck. So that was good from the start. And sometimes now when I have, actually usually now, I'll put that clause in there for nurses because I don't know when I've had a nurse that didn't extend.
Right.
I'm sure it's happened. But, you know,
they fall in love.
Yeah, they really do. Plus, there's great incentives, you know, for extending your contract. You're in it to win it and make money. And God knows it takes longer than 13 weeks to see Southern Arizona.
Right.
Be so close to California, you know, have all those options. I'll put that in there because I just need 30 days. I know with 30 days, I can get on Furnished Finder and make it happen.
Right.
So that's been the basis all along. But when I first found Furnished Finder, I think I might have mentioned with the jewelry, I'm a big law of attraction person. You know, you put it out, it comes back. You put it out, it comes back. And I was actually on a special interest group trip on the topic of law of attraction. I had a random roommate that we were assigned and we know it's going to be perfect, you know. And she, as we're starting to get to know each other in a hostel in Seattle, she said, oh, yeah, I have rentals too. Because she's in the Army and everywhere she got stationed, she bought a condo.
Oh, that's smart.
And then she did, yeah. And then she now has condos all over the place with great renters through Furnished Finder.
Yes.
So I literally said, well, I've told the universe here, I'm going to go to this workshop and I'm going to leave two empty rentals, which I would never, ever have done.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, hand me your phone. And I gave her my phone and she gave it back to me with Furnished Finder installed. I kid you not. And this was like a 2-week experience that I was on in 2019. And by the end of those 2 weeks, I had Furnished Finder renters who, you know, just needed it a little bit later. Time to like furnish everything, put the art in there, play dollhouse, you know, it's like, ooh, you know, I can finally buy these mid-century chairs.
So previously unfurnished rentals you had, they were not furnished. Okay.
Correct. We had 10, if you count a triplex as three and a couple of duplexes as two, we had 10 units.
So did you end up putting all 10 on Furnished Finder or just a few at a time? Just as they occur.
As they leave, right. Because people are so happy.
Right.
And I love them.
You're not going to kick them out.
No, But I might say, could you put this table in your house?
Right.
You use this audio thing that I really like.
Tell us a little bit about that furnishing process and like how you came up with the style and what your budget was like and how you would shop. I mean, obviously, you know, these properties, they're yours, but like, I think for some people, even for a smaller space, that can feel quite daunting, right? Like, okay, I've furnished my own house over 15 years, right? So like, how am I supposed to where do you begin?
Good point. Those are great questions. We mentioned about living on a fraction of my income. I'm sort of like really good at finding deals and great bargains. And I love thrifting and I love things that have a little bit of meaning behind them for a lot of the signature pieces. One of our houses is right next door. There's a lot that we own in between, but I mean, it's literally right there. And it's a mid-century masterpiece. It's had one owner before us. So I'm very careful, you know, all those surfaces, you know, yellow tile, countertops, salmon sinks. I mean, it's over the top, you know. And so that one calls for what it calls for. Right. I like to have a hide-a-bed. I like to have I have to kind of hold myself back a little bit because I do think when you're furnishing for someone else, less is more. Mm-hmm. It's nice to have a bookshelf full of things. It's nice to have fun things that they could look at or love. I do have an overabundance of lamps when they first move in, and I'll say, pick what you want, tell me what you don't, and I'll store them. I like to buy previously used stuff, but I also, when it comes to the supply side, this isn't really on the furnishing topic, but in your welcome basket, you're going to get brand new washcloths, brand new towels, scrubbies, you know, whatever it is that you don't really need to touch someone else's.
Right.
And it just feels good. You know, they're paying money. I'm having fun. They should have, they can have new silverware. I mean, with COVID, it was like new everything that was that kind of a personal thing. But I would just say less is more. And I would say for almost any question that you would ask me, I would probably say look on Furnish Finder and look on sites like Gypsy Nurse Housing, where it's all just nurses talking about, you know, this place didn't even have a fill in the blank. And I might say, oh my God, I don't have one of those. I'm getting one.
Right. And look to the source for the answer, right? Like, don't just guess, but take some time and listen for the answer.
And you can look at rates too. And you can look at really popular Airbnbs that are commanding a really high dollar and look at those. They're going to be pretty streamlined. Nothing's going to be shabby. You know, it's going to have some meaning. And I also am very upfront when they move in to just tell me if there's something they don't want. And I don't even try to like get credit for being a great landlord, because I'll just say, you know what? If you want it, so is the next person. You want an ironing board? Oh, I don't do that. But I'll get you one. And everybody else can have one, you know?
Right.
And then they love it. You know, maybe I even tell them to go to Target.
Right. Other people need different things than we as landlords might use in our day-to-day life, right? Like, I know a couple of good friends who don't drink coffee, and I literally don't know how they survive. And I'm like, my coffee machine is like my third child. So if I go to an Airbnb or a rental and there's no coffee machine, like, I'm sad.
That's weird.
I take it a step further, and I have to have a grinder.
See, like,
I use a grinder, but I don't have one. But I know I'd buy one for them if they wanted. But coffees and have that in their basket, tea, if that's what they're into.
Those are low budget commitments, like you said, like an ironing board. But I think to a tenant, having a landlord or a property owner that's willing to say, like, go buy it, I'll reimburse you, or I'll take it off your rent or whatever, like, and we'll add it to the assets of the house. I mean, that's huge, right? Because that gives that tenant some freedom and really makes them feel welcome.
Yeah, they feel home. You've brought up something that might be worth talking about. Condition reports and walkthrough forms. Mm-hmm. It takes a little time, but between each resident, when you're in there with, maybe with, if you go with your cleaning person, I really love my cleaning gal. She's my Spanish class and my fun, and we have a great time.
Love it.
Yeah, it's really fun. And she knows the house. She knows where the like funny things are to take care of. Anywho, while I'm with her or whenever, I'm taking pictures of everything. And I'm particularly taking pictures of anything that's damaged already. And I think that gives people a real peace of mind, where it's like, I didn't crack that tile. Well, you don't even have to tell me that. I know that. I know here's everything wrong with the place that I can find. Now you tell me if you can spot something else.
Right.
So I have a really good condition report, a really good contents, you know, because it's kind of easy to
like
take
an inventory.
It doesn't really matter if someone takes an ironing board, but, you know, it's kind of just nice to know what was in there. It's a big picture of the bathroom, you know, whatever's in there. And that was going to remind me of something else. I guess just all the furnishings, just knowing what you've got in there. Mm-hmm. And having, I just sort of put a photo page with lots and lots of photos. And I just say, here is this. We'll both do a walkthrough. I do a crime-free lease. I do a lead-based paint, bed bugs, addendum. I do a hummingbird addendum to make sure they know how to take care of a hummingbird or how to, you know, get that right. Just when you cover all your bases like that, you kind of welcome a problem or two because it's tightening your system up beautifully. Right. You'll never do it twice.
That's a smart way to put it, is tightening your system. That's a very smart way of putting it, especially as you learn, right? Like, different locations, different houses, different types of tenants. Like, I think as you learn and go through, keep adjusting your system and tightening. That's a very, very smart way to put it.
Yeah. And little things like, you know, of course we have a list of things to do, like make your Wi-Fi a contact in your phone.
Right.
You know, 244 South Grande Avenue Wi-Fi. Here's the password. Here's the blah, blah. And then I just share that contact with them. And then it's not like, what was that again? And where's the lease? And where's that binder? And there's a lot of stuff in there. And, and I use a realtor key box to let them in. You know, I just say, make yourself happy. Ring the bell and I'll be there. Just ring the bell. I live about this far away. And I think just knowing that makes them not even need me. But I'm always here for happy hours, especially with the house next door. We love to walk over and just have snacks and happy hour and watch the sunset. And the more you get to know people, if, you know, if they are up for socializing, then just seems like the better things turn out, the more open they'll get with what they want and like.
I love that.
And the more they want to stay and the more they want to come back. I've got a gal who's doing like some sort of balancing act here just to stay with me. And because she keeps extending her contract like none other. So she'll bounce over to this place and then come back to the Hummingbird studio. And
love it.
It's meaningful.
That's really cool.
So let's transition to landlord logistics, which we've kind of already touched on it. But in our intro call, Jill, you said that everybody comes to you for advice, such as like, what handyman services do you use? How do you find renters? How does Furnish Finder work? So I want to give you the platform to just kind of share those things that people come to you about that you should share with other landlords as well.
Super. In my arena here, I'm getting asked that by landlords and non-landlords. Mm-hmm. And the non-landlords, they want to know, they know I've got the best AC guys. They know I've got plumbers, carpenters, drywallers, roofers, landscapers, handy, easy, hourly folks. So for that, I give them my references, then I'm even more of a valued customer because I'm building their business like none other. But for the landlord side of that, that just shows you it's possible to just line up a trusted team, treat them well. I know my people. I've known them for years. They love me. They love coming here. We thank them well. And having your kind of your team really is super important. And I like to have, and this is relevant for anyone, landlords included, I like to work with local mom and pop type places for all the reasons that we all love to do that. They're backup, you know, they're in Mexico, they're, you know, out of town for some reason. If for some crazy reason they're not able to like jump and run, my second in line is going to be it might be locally owned, but it's going to be a bigger company. They're going to have four trucks. They're going to have 10 guys. And I'm going to see one of them fast. So that's kind of a nice way to stack your team for that. On the landlord side, like you said, Kelly, we touched a little bit on it with how much I love those 30-day auto renew leases. I have a really buttoned up, tight condition report. And I do, with the nurses, I do get a little, I'll say lazy, and I'll let them sort of just look it over and sign it. If it was a year-long lease, I would be like, see that? You know,
right.
That is, this looks like this. And when you move all your giant furniture in here, please don't, you know, this should look like this. When you don't have people moving furniture in and out, it is a whole new ball game. I don't know what percentage of damage is caused in move in and move out, but I think it's significant.
Makes sense.
Like you're trying to put stuff through doors, you're in a hurry, it's hot, you're done, you know? So you avoid all that with Furnish Finder, which is really nice. My addendums are important that I mentioned before. I like to just let people know, you know, my paperwork is long. It's wordy. I'm a writer. The value is coming from, you know, paid by the word or whatever. But it's lengthy, but I think they're standard. And if there's anything that looks awry, just let me know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I like to have kind of back to that beauty of pivoting with Furnish Finder. Mm-hmm. I like to have seasonal rates. That's especially handy in a town like Tucson that's got, you know, a big visitor influx, a big college town. You know, the kids leave in the summer. It's hot. I can pivot that price down. But I don't have to just find someone for that amount. I can put right in my listing, hey, this is the summer sizzler. Hey, this is, you know, fall or shoulder season. And they know it's going to go up or they know it's going to go down. That, I think, is gold. Because when you're doing this, you know, the regular old-fashioned landlord way of doing it, maybe you're smart enough to put, you're getting a 5% increase annually. Maybe you're smart enough to do that. And maybe you're going to actually follow through even when you really love the people. But when they leave, you just change that rate.
Right.
It's no harm, no foul. It's just you riding the market.
Right. Being, you can adjust, you know, on the fly. Crazy,
but smart. Yeah.
Yep.
Pivot.
It's a good word.
So you, Kelly mentioned to me that you were able to retire at an early age because of real estate. So what advice do you have to others who are working towards the same goals and dreaming of passive income and, you know, the benefits that real estate can have, especially in terms of these midterm rentals, right?
Yep, you bet. The catchphrase is the title of the book, Wealth is an Income Stream. I know it's a little scary sometimes when you're looking at the market and you're thinking, you know, this is kind of big. Do I have time? Here's two more toilets in my life. Here's another roof. You got to have a cushion of comfort. You have to have a time cushion to some extent. But, you know, the world doesn't stop or start based on picking up a little rental. If you can do it, you just never know what, I mean, it might be your sister living in it someday. Who knows? You might just be darn glad you've got it for another reason. I can tell you that buying within your means is important. I got advice a long time ago to never have a rent that wasn't 100 over all my costs. And you want to be really lovely. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't always able to follow that. But I knew the time was coming when I could go from 50 to 150 over. Mm-hmm. You know, I knew I could count on myself. And when you're adding those expenses, it ain't just the mortgage. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You've got all the maintenance, taxes, insurance, new washcloths for everybody. You know, it's silly, but just pat it. And then take a leap of faith and know that in 5 years, you're going to be fine, even if you want to sell it, even sooner, really, depending on the market. And I also remember learning how darn helpful it is to, if you can pay it off faster. If you can take your mortgage, I'm going to say the mortgage is $1,200 just because it's super easy math. Say the mortgage is $1,200 a month. That's a little high, but maybe not for your market. Divided by 12, that's 100. When you send your automatic mortgage payment in every month, add $100 to principal. That's the equivalent of, yeah, I could just write a check for $1,200 and call it an extra payment. But there's something about just tuning it in and forgetting about it. And we were able to do that with our first, we've done it with every house. But our first little house that we bought was, that we lived in, was $89,000, which is why I bought it, because I was like, what's wrong with this house? I haven't seen a house under $120,000. This house looks simple. It doesn't have a fireplace, so I know it doesn't have a pool. It's going to be more carefree to rent. It's just so darn simple. Two small bedrooms. Anyway, we did throw some money at it at the end. Like when it was at 35, we had to pay it off because there's a law that you can't have five mortgages in Arizona.
Mm. So we had to pay interesting. It off.
But before that, yeah, learning, having it, you know, I didn't mention legal in your trusted advisor team. Mm-hmm. I don't use them much, but I sure do love knowing they're there. Mm-hmm. Things like that. You know, your title company, that they're my best friend. Of course, if you use a realtor, which I do sometimes, but I like to not use a realtor too. If I just have a neighbor that I really want their house. But getting all the way back to where I was on that, we paid that little bit extra. By the time we sold that house for $89,000 house, or paid it off, I'm sorry, we saved $67,000 in interest. Wow. And I'm like, how can buying a house even be a good investment if this is what a decent interest rate adds to the house? But you know what? You're still ahead of the game.
Yep.
It's remarkable. But if you can do that little divide by 12 trick, I love that trick. That's a neat tip.
Great advice.
Yeah, that'll take years off your mortgage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little house.
I think we have two more questions to wrap it up. One, we wanted to circle back to Tucson, Arizona. So you said that you love and get great joy from connecting people and getting them excited about Tucson. And you also write for the Tucson Guide, which is pretty cool. So what are some tidbits you want to share to highlight Tucson?
Well, I do love my town. And I've always been that kind of person where it's like, what's fun? What's hip? What's neat? What's new? You know, I love trying everything new. I have an interesting bevy of friends that are, you know, artistic and performers. And I love providing in the binder, you know, don't miss on the west side. Don't miss this downtown. I've got a magazine here. Clean this off. I always put guides, you know, whether it's something that I wrote this story right here, whether it's just something of mine or it's just, look here, read this, get involved. Here's something about, you know, all the little towns around us. And then, I don't know, it's just fun. It's like working for the Visitors Bureau or something. And I think they like it. They want to feel good about their decision to choose Tucson. And like you said, it just really adds a lot of fun and joy to do that.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I love Tucson. We took a couple of family trips to Tucson. My sister played tennis in college, so she would go play, and my mom and I would fly out there to support her, but we'd just hit up the town and figure out all the cool spots. And, you know, correct me, I think
it's right.
Saguaro cactuses. That national park is really cool.
That's right. Very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a crazy place. I mean, nature. A lot of my nurses really seem to love hiking and getting out there. And if they have a dog, they really love to be able to have a nice walk. We've got nature, but we've got a vibrant downtown. Mm-hmm. We're close to a lot of other little cities. Tons of new restaurants. Interesting places. you can just never get tired of Tucson. And a lot of them are walking distance from our properties, which is extra nice. And we're close to the highways, you know, it's fun.
There's some specific smells that I associate with Tucson. We would walk this lap. I think it was around, maybe the college, and we would walk this lap and you could smell certain plants. And whenever I smell them throughout the country,
that's
I'm like,
cool.
Oh, that reminds me of Tucson. and I think we saw coyotes on our walk too, right there in the middle of the city.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's another thing. It's a good landlord tip. Turn your negatives into positives, because they might seem like a negative to you, but all you're really doing is guiding people to your niche. You know, if you like wildlife, coyotes, javelina, you know, if seeing a scorpion outside your house isn't for you, then you should get an apartment and you'll love that apartment. And I might even tell you which one's great and close to the hospital where you work. But if you've got a wildlife list and you're like, ooh, I saw this. Oh, I saw a rattlesnake when I was walking today. Yay. You know, you just want to manage, but be very clear with expectations. And for someone, it's a positive.
Yep. Find your niche.
That's right. And then just
find your niche.
It. Enjoy it. Yeah. Being something for everyone. That's that old shotgun approach. You know, you want to really thread the needle and just have people cry when they leave.
I love it. You only need one tenant, right? At each property. So find the right one. You
one at a time. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And with pivoting, you know, you've got some gravy. Last spring when rates were high, summertime, I'll wait.
Right.
I'll tell people, I look for the person who will be the most happy here.
Right.
And it changes the whole conversation from there.
Right.
Because they know that I'm not going to pick them just because they have the money for the place.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, Jill, before we go, we would love to hear your favorite Furnish Finder features, your favorite Key Check features, if you use our sister company Key Check. And just any kind of last minute advice or anything we haven't mentioned yet. It's been such a joy to get to know you.
Oh, thank you. Likewise. It's been fun. Well, I guess my main advice is that Furnish Finder makes what you love doing more lovable. It makes the money that you love earning even more lucrative. It puts kind of an ebb and flow in your life that's fun to manage and feels very in your own hands. And I just love that I can change things at any time. I can add, or, you know, I can be really wordy. You guys give us a lot of space to talk about. I mean, in your amenities list, that alone is an idea generator.
Right.
If you're not making a lot of checks on those boxes, oh, maybe I do need, you know, oh, I do need a fire extinguisher. Oh, I do need a first aid kit. You know, you guys kind of, I mean, you definitely have our backs. You want us to be successful because we make up you along with our travelers and, you know, new residents. So I appreciate it. I get fast support.
Love it.
Yeah, I really appreciate Furnish Finder. And I'm certainly noticing, as probably a lot of your other folks are, Furnish Finder is no longer the best kept secret. You know,
it's
the fact that we can,
growing.
Yeah, we can turn to Furnish Finder and know we're on easy street. These nurses, background check, income, job, it's all done.
Yep.
But now I'm seeing lots of other non-nurse travelers there that you might have to go through some of those extra steps, but they know a good thing when they see it too. And that's why they're on Furnish Finder looking for a place.
Yep.
So I appreciate it. Thank you for all
Absolutely.
You do.
Well, thank you so much for not only being a part of our podcast today, but for being such an amazing partner with Furnish Finder. We are so happy that you have found such benefit and love hearing your stories and hearing how, you know, you've taken something that in all honesty can be very vanilla and very boilerplate, and you've really put your spin on it. And I think encouraging other property owners and landlords to do the same can really go a long way. So thank you.
Thank you. I love to be helpful. So that makes me feel good. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And hopefully we will chat again soon.
And a quick reminder, don't forget to subscribe and like and follow all of our future episodes.
That's
Have a great day, everybody.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.